selection from Standard's New Crown Readers. Book 5, Lesson 1, A Good Practical Joke. A certain German nobleman provided his son with a tutor, whose duty it was to cultivate the mind and morals of the youth. One day, as they were taking one of their customary walks in the country, they came to the edge of a wood, where they observed a half-felled tree, and saw lying near it a pair of wooden shoes. The day being warm, the woodman, resting in the soil, was cooling his feet in a neighboring brook. The young nobleman, in a spirit of fun, picked up a few small rounded pebbles, saying, "I'll put these in the old fellow's shoes, and we'll enjoy his rheumatism when he tries to put them on. It'll be great fun." "Well," said the tutor, "I doubt if you'll get much fun out of that. He must be a poor man. No doubt his lot is a hard one. Would it be fun to be adding to his troubles by such a petty annoyance? I can't help thinking that if you were to surprise him in a different way, say, by putting a little money in his shoes, you would enjoy his roommate better. You have plenty of money. What do you say? Is it worth trying?" The boy, who, though mischievous, was very kind-hearted and generous, thought quickly at the proposal of the tutor, and he slipped a goodly coin into his shoe. Then they hid behind the hedge to watch the outcome of their innocent prank. They hadn't long to wait. An elderly man came back to his work. Hard work it was. Too hard for a man of his years. And slipped his right foot into his shoe. Feeling something hard in the shoe, he withdrew his foot and looked to see what the object might be, when lo, he discovered the coin. A look of puzzled amazement came over his sad face, which made the two watchers chuckle with amusement. He turned the coin over and over in his hand and gazed at it in astonishment. As he looked at it, he searched his foot for the other shoe and slipped it on. To his great surprise, that shoe too held the coin. Holding up both silver pieces and staring at them in silence, he made a most impressive picture, which was by no means lost upon the two beholders. Then, suddenly clasping his hands together, he fell upon his knees and gave thanks for the blessing